This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and truly, truly, truly get involved in the conversation. I go through this with you guys from time to time, and I say to you, look, you like these conservative shows, you like the conservative talk hosts. A lot of us are not Rush Limbaugh. We don't have his money, we don't have his sponsors, we are not Rush Limbaugh. So we make our money by selling our little trinkets, our water bottles, our cups, our mugs, our books. We don't expect you to do it for nothing and not get any kind of return out of it, because there is a return here. But head over and buy my book. You can find it on Amazon, you can find it on my website. Called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And in it, there's all kinds of information, there's all kinds of stories, there's all kinds of, you know, we've been distracted over the last few years. There are a lot of little things going on that we have just let slide, we've let go. And some of the real loons on the left have gotten a foothold, because while we're totally coming off on Obama, we're not paying attention to our education. Little things that they're slipping through there. Some of the things they're making you do with your kids. They claim it's for what's best. They don't even know my kids. How do they know what's good for my kids? Seriously. How do they know what's right for my kids? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation. I go nuts with this stuff. Because we have let them get to that point. We have allowed them to get to the point where, as I like to say on a regular basis, the inmates are running the asylum. Are they not? Or am I confused? Again, we either need to get on this or just back down and let them take over. Stop wasting my time. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting my time. Because that's ultimately what it boils down to. You're wasting everybody's time when you won't get involved, when you won't get engaged. So, the school doubles down on Charlie Brown. We've got more and more schools. They're banning Charlie Brown's, the Charlie Brown movie. Do you know what that, what's the name of that movie? Do you know? Yeah, is it just a Charlie Brown Christmas? That's it? And it's the speech, I guess it makes them crazy, right? It's at the very end of the movie? Wow. So, you should see if you can find the true meaning of Christmas, right? Charlie Brown, God, I knew this one. Find me the Charlie Brown, the speech at the very end, the true meaning of Christmas. Can anybody tell me what Christmas is all about? Here it is. Never mind. I found it. Thank you. So, these nuts, the loons on the left, are having such a hard time with this. They really don't get it. They really don't understand what this is all about. And I don't know how this gets past them. This isn't that hard. Now I'll play you the short version, because some of you I know can't hang on that long. Let's hear what Linus has to say about, and this is making them crazy. And yeah, that's not going to work, is it? Because you got to have the sound on, don't you?
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
No, I'm surprised they even play this, because the animation compared to what's today, can't imagine these kids want to watch this.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them.
You think it was the whole Lord thing? Maybe that was it.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
So, here's my question for you during the break. Take the religion out of that, if you would. These guys are freaking out about this, right? A lot of these loons on the left. This is what Christians celebrate. This is what Christmas means to Christians. This young man, well, the cartoon character, obviously. The movie simply explains what Christians believe about Christmas. If there was a piece about what Hanukkah is for the Jews, would that be a problem? What about Ramadan for the Muslims? Or Festivus? Any one of the multitude of quote-unquote holidays that have worked themselves into the December calendar, why is it the one that gets the most amount of dust-up is the one about Christ and Christmas? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's welcome our listeners in Lancaster, Kentucky, on AM 1280 out of Lancaster. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air. Also, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, however it is you're getting involved, however it is you're getting the message, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I do appreciate it. Charlie Brown. How can anybody put Charlie Brown down? That's what I want to know. I mean, seriously, how can anybody find that movie offensive? Or we got to the point now where none of the good stuff anymore, none of the good, wholesome movies, TV shows, they just don't cut it, right? You know, unless they're goth, unless they're vampires, unless they're LGBTQ, unless they're, what else we got going on, right? death and destruction. None of this stuff, it doesn't go anywhere. It's got to be nasty, mean, and whatever. We can't just have a simple movie. I don't know. I don't know what's happened to us. And yes, we conservatives have allowed a big part of this to happen. Sorry, guys. It is very true. We've allowed this to happen. Anyway, this all started, the reason I started playing that was because the school has doubled down on the Charlie Brown Christmas ban. The Texas school district said an employee forced her religious beliefs on students after she decorated an office door with a scene from the cherished holiday classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Deborah Shannon, who works at the Patterson Middle School in Killeen, was told she had to remove a door-length poster featuring Linus, a scrawny tree, and that beautiful recitation of the true meaning of Christmas. For unto you is born this day. Now, this is printed on the poster, or whatever it was, the door-sized poster. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. It is what Christmas is all about. Look, it may not be what the holiday is all about, but let's be honest about this. I know you guys get nuts when I do this, but here's the deal. Then turn to a different station, okay? If you can't stand this, turn to a different station. Here's the deal. Christmas, Christ, Christmas, not holiday. It's been called Christmas since look, when the Puritans first came in, they didn't even want to have Christmas. And the reason they didn't want to have Christmas was they thought it was bad. They thought it wasn't the right thing to do. But ultimately, they gave in, and guess what they did? They had Christmas to celebrate the birth of Christ. Not to celebrate the exchange of gifts. Not to celebrate running your credit card up. They did it to celebrate the birth of their Lord and Savior. That is what Christmas is all about. Now, some families, what is the holiday or a holiday all about? I don't know. What is your holiday all about? Some people do it differently than others. Hanukkah, that's 8 days. My God, I love it. I get gifts for 8 days. Let's convert. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got their tradition. So when you sit down with a Jewish family and you say, what is Christmas all about? I give the Jewish family, and I think it's the right thing to do, say, hey, you know what? We don't know. We don't celebrate Christmas. The Christians believe that that's when their Savior was born. You see how that works? And that's okay. But let me tell you what Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is 8 days, and let them go down a list of what it is. Because everybody saw. So what you're saying now is, I can't even tell you what Christmas is all about. You hear me? Now, though the poster was well-received among the staff and students, but a few days later she was told by the principal that the decorations had to come down because non-Christian students might be offended or feel uncomfortable. God forbid it opens up conversation, right? We don't want to do that. I mean, I've had conversations with people from other religions by simply asking them, I don't understand what you believe, explain it to me. In a nice way. And they actually feel good about explaining it to you. They actually feel good that you, knowing that you're a Christian or what have you, that you're asking them about what their belief system is. How in God's creation, you Christians out there need to understand this too, how in God's creation do you talk to somebody about their religion, about their beliefs, if you have no clue what they are? Texas Attorney General Paxton accused the Killeen Independent School District of violating the state's Merry Christmas law. That law, passed in 2013, stipulates that no school official in Texas can silence a biblical reference to Christmas. You know why they've allowed that? Because the Supreme Court has allowed it. The Supreme Court has said that biblical references, Christ references during the Christmas holiday, are legal because they're historical. They're traditional historical. We passed the law precisely because of this type of discrimination against people of faith, Paxton said. This is an attack on religious liberty and a violation of the First Amendment of the state law. But the school district defended their actions. They went on, our employees are free to celebrate Christmas and holiday seasons in the manner of their choosing. The district wrote in a statement, however, employees are not permitted to impose their personal beliefs on students, even though what we're doing is against the law. I threw that part in. This is, remember I said this earlier? We don't care about laws anymore. We care about how we feel. We care about what we think we ought to be doing. The law is of no consequence anymore. So here, this state has a law against this, but the schools decided not to adhere to it. I would take funding away from them. That's right, hurt little Johnny and Susie. I would take funding away from them. I would want that administration to explain to the parents what they did to lose the money. Although the district still can't explain how Mrs. Shannon was imposing her personal beliefs on students, there are no allegations. She didn't refuse entry to anybody. There are no reports that she forced young people to bow down to Linus. There's nothing of that sort. We have proof and admittance by administrations all across the country of having like Muslim days where kids are taught how to pray. They're taught about the Muslim religion. They're taught about what prayer blankets are or rugs or what have you. And that's all okay. A scripture on a poster board on a door is out of the question. The display was a 6-foot-tall door decoration in the main hallway of the school building and included a reference to the Bible verse covering much of the floor. Their statement read, "That's not entirely accurate." Yes, it was a Bible reference, but it was also a snippet of dialogue from a Christmas cartoon. A Christmas cartoon, which makes it gospel truth, by the way. Regardless, the district said that their reading of the Merry Christmas Law requires that a display not encourage adherence to a particular religion. Where was the encouragement of adherence? So if I tell students on campus who ask me a question about Christmas, what Christmas is about, I'm asking them to convert. Are these people drinking? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side. I am going to go drink. I'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know there's about, 3,000 other shows out there you could be watching, but you've tuned into this one and or listening to, whatever. And you've tuned into this one, and I appreciate it. I really do. I know your time is precious. You could be out doing other things, but you've chosen this. You know, I'm almost afraid to say anything, but Facebook, yes, they have changed so many things. They also make it very hard for you guys to latch on to find the show and that kind of stuff. So you can always find it up on my website as well, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And, you know, we're coming into the I don't have any more buttons left. I was giving away... Did I still have it on? No, I took it off. I have these buttons that said, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And somebody actually made fun of me last week. I don't care, you know, but it was funny. They said, I don't need a button to say Merry Christmas. You're right, you don't. But what happens is when you go into a store, when you're dealing with a cashier, maybe you're busy in the head, whatever, the cashier can't say to you Merry Christmas unless you say it to them first. That's what they're told, which I think is asinine. Yeah, for you guys, if you're new to the show, this is the time of year I go nuts. Because I am just floored at the fact that we're not allowed to push, we're not allowed to have our say on Merry Christmas. But they are. And the thing I love is, it's almost like, again, I told you earlier, do your own Googling. Check it out on your own. We can have prayer times, prayer rooms, prayer rugs. We could teach kids about Muslim prayer, what it means and how to do it and all this other stuff. It's a cultural thing, mind you. It's a cultural thing. Okay? But when it comes to Christmas or Christmas, can't do that. And they think by changing the name, it changes the season, right? Like changing it to holiday. Happy holidays means we take Christ's birthday away. And listen. Because I'll get these emails too, so I'm going to put it out there ahead of time. We're not stupid. We know Christ wasn't born on December 25th. Do your homework. And so if some of you Christians are hearing this for the first time, ask your pastor. There's no way that they... In Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, they weren't out in the field on December 25th, my friends. Okay, because there were no space heaters back then to help out. You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do... And do a little bit of your homework. But that's not the point. The point is, It is the day. You know, there are people whose birth certificates were destroyed in the war, you know, World War II, World War I. They never really knew what their birthday was. They had a clue. Didn't change it. They still celebrated on a day so people could come together and love on and enjoy them. Because that's really what it's about, right? And I love this whole thing. They're so freaked out by Christmas. They're so freaked out by a day that changes people who aren't even Christians, who don't believe in Christ. You know, yes, there's a side of it that makes me crazy, which is, you know, you get in all the bondage of credit card use and all that other stuff. But there's another side where people just feel so good about buying a gift for somebody or sending a card to somebody or wishing somebody a Merry Christmas or what have you, and you have to take that away from them. You have to stop that. I don't get it. What, are you miserable, so you have to take the joy away from somebody else? Is that how that works? I'm being honest. I just don't. Enlighten me. I don't get it. I want you to help me understand you. And why it's such a big deal. Look, there's some years, I think, that Hanukkah falls into Christmas or Christmas Eve or what have you. I don't get mad at the Jews. Right? I mean, you celebrate your holiday the way you know how. That's why we're in America. If I don't want to be able to celebrate my holiday, I'll move to one of those countries that doesn't allow you to practice Christianity. Right? You guys are so offended. There's plenty of places you can go that will make sure you don't practice, that Christianity isn't practiced. Seriously. Won't be a problem for them. But it's not what the day is. The day is about Christmas. The day, I know, I'm beating it to death, and I'm beating it to death on purpose. You know? It is the season. Get over it. The New Hampshire owners of a Maryless Nativity message, a Maryless Nativity. Sometimes I get too excited. They have a message for the thieves. Like stealing Mary or stealing the baby Jesus is going to change anything. Give me a break. Manchester, New Hampshire, the owners of a New Hampshire nativity scene, have a message for whoever stole Mary from their yard last week. A handwritten cardboard sign next to the nativity in Manchester reads, "Please help, Mary is missing. Joseph doesn't want to be a single dad." That's great. Cheryl Kula says that she and her husband have put up the... She says that she and her husband have put up and set almost every Christmas in the last 16 years they've lived in their home and consider it a gift to the neighborhood. She says that they've never tied down the figures because the nativity scene belongs to the neighborhood. Kula says that she's not looking to punish whoever took Mary. She simply wants Mary back. Jesus isn't in his cradle, but hasn't been stolen, Kula said. And her husband want to wait until midnight. They wait until midnight each Christmas to put him out. You know, it's almost such a joke. It's like you're going to hurt us by taking away a doll. It shows you how shallow they are. You're going to hurt us by making us take down a sign or something along those lines. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't happen that way. Anyway, so let's go sideways with this. We can get off the Christmas thing for a minute. Man blows $1 million on cars, strippers, and cocaine after a bank glitch. Oh, God. Let me see. I just had that. A debt-ridden student blew $1.3 million on sports cars, speedboats. Did you hear the beginning of that, or did I go too fast? A debt-ridden student blew $1.3 million on sports cars, speedboats, strippers, and cocaine after bank error gave him an unlimited overdraft. Wannabe playboy Luke Moore lived the high life for 2 years before he was caught by cops and jailed on fraud charges. The Australian treated himself to luxury holidays at an Aston Martin, a Maserati, and a boat. Really? I don't know. But he was slapped with a 4-year jail term last year after a banking glitch came to light. Now, think about that. Would that really have been the things that you would have gone after right away? Moore, 29, went free last week after winning an appeal of his conviction on the grounds that his actions, ready for this one, were not deceptive. How's that not deceptive? Are you serious? Like, you didn't know that you didn't have that much money in the bank? You didn't know that you didn't have that kind of credit line? I mean, seriously, the guy can't pay his bills, can barely keep his electricity on, can't pay off his student loans, but somehow, using his overdraft debit card to buy a Maserati or whatever he had, that seemed to work out and make sense to him. See, I think it would have been better off for him to get off on insanity. He's now broke and living with his mother, ironically, while studying to become a criminal lawyer. Oh, God. Well, at least he can speak from experience, right? He told the Daily Telegraph that he did not miss his lavish multi-millionaire. See, the guy can't even, he probably couldn't pass math class. How does $1.3 million make you a multi-millionaire? How does that work? I must be a multi-20-year, you know, because I got like three $20 bills in my pocket. So, there you go. So, oh, God, he said that he is still readjusting to real life and would no longer want to drive around in flashy cars. The law student bagged the free cash after opening a complete freedom account with St. George Bank in March of 2010. A computer error meant that he was allowed to overdraft the account and spend a total of $1.5 million. But instead of telling the bank, he made increasingly larger withdrawals and transferred the funds into multiple accounts, as well as buying a framed Michael Jordan shirt. The student used the cash to pay mortgage, insurance, and other bills. God. God bless it. What happened to the days when, you know, you found the money bag on the floor and you brought it to the authorities? You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. More about this altered universe in a few minutes.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, Mexico. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Hey, you know, I know all you First Amendment people. You're like me. I do believe in the First Amendment. But I am, there's one in particular I am really torn with. And that's the burning and the lack of respect for the American flag. Now, do you have a right to say you don't agree with it? Do you have a right to say you think we're an oppressive country? Sure, you have a right to do all that stuff. But when you start burning the American flag, my irritant is nothing, it is all over. The fact that you're slapping tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and women that have gone to their death for what that flag represents, for their willingness to fight for your freedom to set that flag on fire. So there's a Republican bill out right now that would strip funding. Now, see, I know that some court's going to say this is a First Amendment right, but there's got to be something here. But the GOP bill would strip funding from schools that ban the flag. Yeah, I think that's fine. In response to Hampshire College's controversial removal of the American flag, 54 House Republicans have introduced a bill that would strip federal funding from the flag banning schools. Following Donald Trump's election victory, Hampshire lowered its American flag to half staff because we were upset that a Republican actually won. Think about that. They a half staff because a president was elected. Now, I'll tell you something. They're only supposed to lower it to half staff at the death of an important person and only when the president says so. Well, but that might not be a federally funded school. But even so, usually state-funded schools, things like that, they only do half mass when somebody dies. The goal was apparently accomplished when the flag was torn down and burned on the eve of Veterans Day. Isn't that really cool? The guys that actually died for your ability, for your right to burn that puppy. It's just amazing to me, always amazing to me. The Hampshire President John Lash declined to replace the flag. He explained at the time that he wanted the community to focus our efforts on addressing racism, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic. You know what's really funny about all these jerky things that this guy says? The only reason we can talk about this is because of the American flag and what it stands for, the people that died for it. In any other country, if you came against the government for some of these things they were doing, they'd kill you. They would take you out in the parking lot, shoot you, and put you back in the food chain, if you would. But you guys don't see any of that. I mean, amazed, you really don't get it. You got a caller. Anna, welcome to the show. I think. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, good. Yeah. Anna, it's Joe Messina. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe. You know, I tuned into your show Friday after you were on my show, and I was going, oh, my goodness, I wore you out so you couldn't do your show on Friday.
No. No, something came up, was pre-planned, but we were all ready and set to go with it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, what amazes me is that we have freedom of speech, and we will defend to the death the right for people to express it, which means it should be all the more reason why we should defend not burning the American flag and shame. You know, don't outlaw, but shame those that do, because that flag is the very emblem of freedom. We have Kaepernick, who will not stand for the flag, but yet it was the Union Jack, the American flag, not the Confederate flag, the American flag, the Union Jack, that brought freedom and abolition to slavery. All the more reason to stand for it. That flag stands for so much blood and guts of the American people, and it annoys the crap out of me when they will disrespect it.
I agree with you, but then we have our conservative friends on the right that'll say, you know, you really can't stop them from doing it. And I said to you earlier, I don't disagree with that. They have a right to do just about anything, but it doesn't make it right. Right, Anna? I mean, just because you have a right to do it, you have a freedom to do it, doesn't mean you should do it, correct?
No, there is a legal right, and then there's a moral right. And this is what is lacking in today's society, the moral right.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding, right? I mean, look at when they want to take down a Charlie Brown cartoon / poster off a door. We have really lost our minds. We've really gone off the deep end. I'm sorry.
Well, when people quote the First Amendment, freedom of religion, nothing in that First Amendment says there's freedom from religion. In fact, it says that you are prohibited from preventing the freedom of religion. In other words, I can go on the floor of Congress and say the Our Father because the Constitution protects people from preventing me to express my freedom of religion. And this is where we lose the argument because we don't pursue that part of the argument.
No. Well, you heard me earlier. We don't stand up and fight these things, and we need to start doing it more often. And we need not to be worried about hurting somebody's feelings, because they're sure as heck not worried about, you know, hurting our feelings. And we just need to fight for what we know and what we believe to be right. You know, I don't know. Anna, thanks for calling me tonight. I appreciate you chiming in on this.
Oh, I love you, and you've got to come back on the show soon.
I will. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, there's, again, the I love this. Who just sent me this? Oh, the flag. We were talking about the flag. The fact that the GOP is willing to step up, and you know, they're going to take a lot of heat for this. So you need to get behind them on this. Because they're not saying you can't burn it. And you know that's what they're saying. It's just a way around, just a way of getting around the freedom of speech thing. No, actually, it's not a way of getting around the freedom of speech thing. It's a way of slapping you around for doing something stupid. And I'm good with that. I believe in slapping people around for doing stupid stuff. But when Jonathan Lash, the president of Hampshire College, when he got, and this is what they all do. This is what they all do in the left when they get stuck and they know that they've really stepped in it, like, you know, up to their knees. Instead of saying, hey, look, we started to do something stupid, we went down the wrong road, and obviously it wasn't what people wanted. No. What does he say? We did all that just so it would open up discussion on the flag and freedoms and that kind of... No, it didn't. Not even close. Now, where he got really nervous is when outraged residents, many of the military veterans, there's a lot of veterans that live in that area. You know, you really should do your demographics there, Mr. Prez, before you go ahead and do something stupid like that or say something stupid like that. See, the other problem is that every one of those words mean absolutely nothing, right? You realize that. When Jonathan spoke out, and he said that he wanted the community to focus our efforts on addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ. Well, first of all, anti-Semitism runs rampant in the colleges, and they don't do anything about it. So that's a line of crap. Yeah, most colleges, when you look, most of them are anti-Semitic. And when you look at racism, no, that's the left's version of racism. I don't like the president of these United States. I think Mr. Obama did a lousy job as president. I think he left this country in 10 times worse shape than when he got it. That will make me a racist. Although I said nothing about his color. Nothing I said had to do with his color. Everything I had to say had to do with his inability to function as president of these United States. Would I have said that if Condoleezza Rice was president? No. And she happens to be a black female. A very smart woman. There are plenty of people of color, non-color, that would have made a great president. That one, the one leaving, thank God, in a couple of weeks, did not. You want to get to misogynistic? Anything that I say that is perceived to be by the left as anti-woman would make me a misogynist. Islamophobic. I use the word Islamic terrorist. That makes me Islamophobic. If I say I don't want illegals here coming into this country, that makes me anti-immigrant. Although my family is a whole family of immigrants. So to those of you who refuse to use your brain, I can't help you. For the rest of you, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate the time you spent on this show with me. Remember, we're here Monday through Friday. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on during the show. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Check it out on Amazon. You can actually flip through the pages there. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Be safe, because I want you back tomorrow.